We deserve a freaking vacation around here.
Thank you, God.
Heads up, we'll be on vacation all next week. We've been working, and not because I'm part of this show. Well, a lot because I'm part of the show. This is the hardest working show in radio, y'all.
Hell yeah.
We need a little break, and we were laughing because we were like, hey, what are you going to do for vacation? I was like, listen, I am getting together with my cousins and act like we just turned 21, and we're going to Cancun, and there's going to be like about six of us.
Say it.
Or seven.
There we go.
It's so dead. No,
it's nostalgic.
I'm Unk. You know, I get called Unk. I'm going to embrace it. Unk is hanging out with my cousins in Cancun next week. And I'm going to unplug and I'm going to have drinks with umbrellas in it, poolside. It's an all-inclusive spot. You can eat when you want, what you want. Then, JD, you decided that you're just going to...
I'm just
going to
staycation. Yeah, I'm going to go to like five or six different resorts and just stay a night and just kind of do like a tour. Tour to Phoenix.
Tour to Phoenix. That should last 2 hours.
Yeah, it'll be quick. You know, I am bummed. Normally, I take off and try to go somewhere, maybe knock something off my bucket list. But, you know, I'd rather just stay here, to be honest.
Sienna's really going to stay here. She's just staying in her house.
Yes, I love the time where I can just sleep in or be on my own schedule, not having to go somewhere by this time or wake up at 4 a.m., those kinds of things. So I'm just going to stay in my house.
So choices were vacation, staycation, or mycation.
Yes.
In Sienna's case, like, my butt is staying home.
Yes, exactly.
602-805-0101. Okay, Paul, in Phoenix, who are you trying to vacation with?
I think I'm on Team Joey with this one. Cancun sounds really nice. Just anywhere that's not here, like, basically, specifically, like, anywhere that's not my house, because I just, you know, like, holy cow. Like, you're talking about the heat.
Not the holy cow.
The holy cow. Yeah, I did get a little hot this week, Paul.
Yeah, the heat has been unbearable. I
know.
Need to bury myself as deep in the ocean as I can. Some margaritas.
Yes.
Some coconuts.
Yes.
Some coconut bras.
Coconut bras.
Okay.
I'll be wearing those. I'm acting a fool.
I'll be right there with you.
Yeah.
And drunk weekend with the boys sounds nice.
I know. And I'll be with my cousins. I'm really close with my cousins. And I just want to be poolside with my cousins, making fun of each other, roasting each other. And it's all inclusive. You could just eat. It's gluttony. A week of gluttony.
Oh,
good
God.
Word. Good word.
Sleeping in.
That's a good way to pass out in the pool.
Yes. Or on the side of the pool, you know.
Yeah. Getting a tan is nice.
Yeah. You know what I like? I like those new things where they have the pools, right? And they just only go up like 3 or 4 inches. And they have the layout chairs that go inside the pool.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're like laying out in the pool. Oh, God.
I like the pools with the jacuzzi attached to the side, you know, where they can just like walk up to you and you get your drinks right there at the side. It's not too deep, so that, like, if anything, you're just falling asleep in a light little bubble bath, you know. It's a great time.
The swim up bars where they have the cement stools and you just swim. Oh,
Paul, can I ask you, are you only choosing Joey because of how hot it is right now? Because if it was just normal, would you do a staycation or would you still just side with Joey? Like, you got to get the hell out of here.
It's hot all the time where I am. I'd still always go to the somewhere where I can get in the water, where I can get cool off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the sun all day for work, too. So, you know, I just got to get out, man. Like, got to get away from all, like, just into the water, please. Just,
yeah.
Where I'm going to go, they definitely have water.
Well, what's your idea of a good staycation? Like, what else you guys got happening with your thing?
That's a great question. Well,
tell me.
Yeah, okay, I can do that. So, at Gila next week, they're going to be having, like, an Oasis pool party, so I'm definitely going to be able to get social. My definition of a staycation is somewhere that has a robe. I need somewhere that has
a robe. Yeah.
I want good food, so I know they have great restaurants and stuff there, so that I could just be, like, kind of on-campus type ordeal. Like, I want the receptionist to know my name. You know, like, I want to be like, hey, Beth, good to see you. It's like, John, oh, it's so good to see you. Have fun last night at, you know, Prime or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I like that. I love staying at the Wild Horse Pass, but to me, that's a weekend getaway.
Yeah.
That's when we get those 3-day weekends. I'm like, oh, I'm going to stay at Wild Horse. I got to stay there. But we have a week off, y'all.
Exactly.
I'm doing 5 days in Mexico.
Joey makes more money than me. That's why I have to do a staycation. He can go to Cabo and have coconut bras all, you know.
I'm thinking about how many coconut bras I'm packing. I really got to pack two just in case one get wet.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I just want to go somewhere, like, people remembering my name is not going to be a problem because I'm not going to remember their name anyway.
Look at this guy. You know, all right, so, all right, yeah. Little stand-up comedian.
Memory is optional here.
Paul Chappelle over here.
He's here for a good time, not a long time.
I love it. Well, Paul, hopefully you got some vacation time coming at you soon, and I'll let you know how Cancun is. I'll post about it and see to let you know where I'm staying. Just DM me, okay?
All right, man.
All right, my guy. Hey, that reminds me. I got a... If you're ever traveling out of the country, make sure you hit your bank up and let them know. Have you ever went out of the country, you can't use a card because it gets denied?
Back in the day, I think a lot of places changed that.
My bank still does it.
Because I tried to do that when I went to Mexico like a month or two ago, and it just does it for me.
Yeah, like it won't go through just in case your credit card gets lost or stolen and you're on vacation and someone's trying to swipe that thing. It's happened to me twice.
Oh, damn, that sucks.
You know, I dispute the charges, so they'll lock it down if I don't check in. So hold on, put it on my to-do list, call bank, let them know I'm in.
Nice.